Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice. We're looking at the effects that various drugs can have on your voice. We started off looking at marijuana, then cocaine a couple of 3 days ago. Vaping and the voice was another of our topics. Steroids and the voice is what we talked about yesterday. And today we're talking about the effect that alcohol has on your voice. Now, this is something, unlike the others, that very often does actually occur in various blogs and forums and podcasts and newsletters and so on. From voice trainers and voice coaches. But it's worth reiterating again, tomorrow, incidentally, we're going to be talking about another related issue, which is going to be HPV and the voice. Yeah, the HPV, the virus, how that affects your voice. And also linking in with that day later, we're going to be talking about vomiting and the voice. Yeah, all sorts of things. Not necessarily terribly nice topics, but ones which are well worth talking about so you know what it is you're getting into. It's all part of my mission to explain and to help you get a better broadcast, podcast, and voice over voice. I'm Peter Stewart. So let's launch headlong into today's topic of alcohol and the voice. Well, it's unlikely you'll be having a drink just before a broadcast show, podcast, recording, or studio session, but what might be the damage to your voice, if you've had one, or indeed several, the night before, or for several nights before? This is where we're going to be talking about just that. Alcohol can contribute to dehydration of your whole body. Drier vocal folds don't vibrate properly, contracting your range and making you sound strained. I mean, you know this already, right? Because after a session, you feel thirsty and you really want to drink water. Alcohol can make you produce more mucus, reducing the flexibility of your folds and needing you to clear your throat a little bit more as well. Alcohol can make you lose your judgment about how much you're using your voice. Think about a pub karaoke or singing loudly on the way home with your mates. And of course, if you're using your voice more, that can lead to damage. Alcohol can be sold in places like bars and clubs, which are noisy, causing you to raise your voice. Alcohol can have an anesthetic effect that causes you to push your vocal folds harder to get a normal sensation when talking. Alcohol can promote acid reflux and vomiting, especially if you've drunk too much. Alcohol can interfere with your sleep, and a rested voice is a better voice, right? Alcohol can make you more relaxed, decreasing your heartbeat and so reducing your breath support. Alcohol can lead to a hangover and brain fog and lack of coordination and clear thinking, slurred words, unable to read a script or operate a studio desk. Alcohol can cause cancer, mouth cancer. Tumours can develop in the nostrils, the tonsils, the saliva glands, lips, tongue, cheeks and gums. There's pharyngeal cancer in your throat, laryngeal cancer at your larynx or vocal folds. The symptoms of all of these are really wide-ranging. They depend on where the cancer has developed. Between 22% and 38% of all mouth, throat and voice box cancers in the UK are caused by drinking alcohol. Links in our show notes. Taking a look at some of the most common drinks, wine is also packed with preservatives, which may dry out your throat. Beer is slightly acidic, which can cause more mucus. And cocktails are literally a cocktail of phlegm-causing sugar rush syrups, acidic juices, as well as dehydrating spirits. And that is how alcohol can affect your voice. I may just stick to water on Friday night. Tomorrow, HPV in the voice, as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.